Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America. Election integrity win, Trump at wake, stabbing spree, and FTX to prison. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, big win for election integrity coming up in November here. Pennsylvania has a law that says mail-in voters have to write an accurate date on the outside of an envelope that they put their ballot in. Well, there's a 1964 civil rights law which says that a person's right to vote cannot be denied for an error or omission that is not material in determining voter eligibility. So if someone puts the wrong date or doesn't put any date, can or should that ballot be thrown away? That was the question in front of the court. And the third district court said, yes, that ballot should be thrown away. The law, they said, is about registering to vote. But then every state can come up with a set of laws that have to be followed by everyone on how to vote. And if you don't follow that law, then the ballot can be rejected. So the conclusion is you got to follow the law. When it came to mail-in ballots, don't forget, in Pennsylvania in 2018, they had a rejection rate of 4.4% for mail-in ballots. In 2020, they had 12 times as many mail-in ballots, and their rejection rate was not 4.4, but 1.3%. If they had just a 3% rejection rate, that would have been 80,000 votes that would have been tossed aside, and Trump lost Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. Speaking of Donald Trump, he was at a wake for a New York City police officer who was shot and killed while conducting a traffic stop. Trump said, "We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do things differently because this is not working." There were two men in the car. One had 14 prior arrests, including attempted murder and robbery. He was out on bail from other crimes. And the murderer had been arrested 21 times by NYPD. A 22-year-old man was arrested for a stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois. In 20 minutes, he murdered four people, including a postal worker and a teenage girl. And there were seven other victims. He told investigators he was high on marijuana that was laced with something that made him go on this rampage. Sam Bankman-Fried, the crypto whiz kid founder of FTX, massive Democratic fundraiser, defrauded people of $8 billion. He was facing 100 years in prison. He's only getting 25. Judge Kaplan said that Mr. Bankman-Fried lied on the witness stand and failed to take responsibility for his crimes. I'm Mike Slater for the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. If you are familiar with Donald Trump's campaign rallies, you know they resemble heavy metal rock concerts where the crowd is beyond frenzied. That ramps up the band to become more and more outrageous. Feeding off the MAGA crowd's energy, the former president often wanders into the land of hyperbole, a loud, scary place where verbal excess is celebrated. Recently, Donald Trump put forth that if he wins in November, he will deport millions of people. Some assume he's talking about the undocumented, but I'm not so sure. So here's a partial list of those who should be worried. Senator Chuck Schumer. Calling Trump anti-Semitic will be remembered. So Mrs. Schumer could be a goner. Yemen beckons. Lots of real anti-Semitism there. Joe Scarborough. On the NBC payroll, he is a strident Trump basher. Therefore, it's conceivable that Morning Joe may soon be arising in a time zone far, far away. Paraguay? Nancy Pelosi. Ripping up Trump's State of the Union address is remembered. She could be on her way to a place similar to San Francisco. Calcutta. Robert De Niro. Yes, I'm talking to you, Travis Bickle. Word is Bobby might be headed to Easter Island. No internet. And finally, opponent Joe Biden. Through a corporate connection with Hunter, Joe may already have a numbered bank account in Ukraine, so maybe he's on his way there. If Trump wins, anything could happen. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Fausto Hernandez, New York City. The reason why Trump doesn't have a bigger lead is because the mainstream media is bidding pezzy-fogging, good word, Fausto, economic issues that would hurt Biden. Also, many should be able to see what they're paying at the gas station and grocery store, but they're blinded by irrational hate. I think that's a very good analysis. Gerald Kummer, Carlsbad, California, north of San Diego. It is against the Constitution. Is it against the Constitution for the EPA to be making laws? They don't make laws. No government agency makes laws. That's only Congress makes laws. They impose regulations, and they have been given the authority to do that. If the regulation is unconstitutional, they get sued. But they don't impose laws. Only Congress can do that. David, concierge member. Don't buy anything on the internet, David. Bill, I'm a conservative and have been all my life. I've absolutely no problem with our government spending money to assist Ukraine. Those that do are not looking at the big picture. Either we help Ukraine and stop Putin, or he will invade neighboring countries. So, but it's more China than Putin. China watching this. Gregory. Bill, you say there's no proof that Joe Biden received cash from Hunter and Jim, but I recall a repaid loan, and I recall $50,000 monthly or so from Hunter to Joe for rent when he stayed with his father. Okay, so I'm not going to mention the guy's name, but this comes from an ultra-right-wing guy on the internet, the $50,000 rent. It's not true. The loan is the loan. Jim Biden says, yeah, Joe lent me money, I paid him back. That true? I don't know. And I hope they get to the bottom of it, the House committee. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's PolicyGenius.com. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 5 years ago, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency along the southern border. His executive order was immediately blocked by Democrats and eventually by a federal court. Here's how the situation then spiraled out of control under President Biden. During the 2016 campaign, Trump pledged to build a wall between the USA and Mexico. After budget talks fell apart with Congress, the president issued Proclamation 9844, also known as the National Emergency Concerning the Southern Border of the United States. That order diverted $8 billion to construct the wall. California and 16 other states immediately sued the White House. The order was stymied by litigation until the inauguration of Joe Biden. On his first day in office, the 46th president issued his own proclamation called the termination of the emergency along the southern border. Biden's decision was catastrophic. In 2020, the last year under Trump, 400,000 migrants breached the border. In 21, that figure exploded to 1.6 million, then 2.2 million, last year 2.5 million. And those are the undocumented people we know about. Between 2019 and today, the amount of fentanyl seized in Texas alone has tripled to 25,000 pounds. The number of child sex slaves has also increased 300%, according to the FBI. The broken border will likely hurt Joe Biden in the November vote. According to Gallup, a third of the electorate ranks illegal immigration the greatest threat to national security, more than terrorism and climate change combined. 80% of Americans say the federal government is doing a bad job handling the migrant situation. And here's something else you might not know. Since January 2021, up to 12 million illegal immigrants have entered the USA. That's more than a total number of legal immigrants who passed through Ellis Island. That processing center opened in 1892, closed 1954. During those years, 11 million people entered the USA legally at New York Harbor. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.